It's the Tories, isn't it? They're playing up the SNP for all they're worth, aren't they? I mean, they've been doing it all the way through this campaign.
But they will have a lot of power.
And they're doing it, the Tories, so that people like you ask questions of people like me about it to make it the issue. It's a desperate ploy, I think, on their part. I think they've run a pretty poor election campaign. They're struggling. They haven't really found a focus in this campaign, so they're constantly talking up Nicola Sturgeon and the SNP. But as I say, it's not our focus. We're putting forward Labour's better plan for the country after May the 7th. And because we're gaining momentum, I think these attacks are getting ever more desperate.
But equally, the voters want to know who they're going to be voting for. So if they vote for the Labour Party and it comes down to it, are we going to see the Labour Party in some sort of agreement with the SNP? So it's about understanding how that relationship could work. As Susanna's saying, what will the basis of that partnership be if there is to be one?
But we're not seeking any partnership. And Ed Miliband was very clear about this. If people want a Labour government, both north and south of the border, the best way to get one is to vote Labour. If people vote for the SNP, there is a real risk that they let Mr Cameron back into Downing Street. So that's the clear message that we're giving to people.
Well, that's interesting you say it's a clear message, because, of course, the shadow leader of the House, Angela Eagle, said you would talk to any party in the House of Commons if it came to it. So are you saying that she was wrong to say that?
Well, you would talk to people. I mean, we're all going to have to see what happens on May the 8th. But it seems to me a bit presumptuous at the moment to be kind of almost saying, well, let's presume how the voters are going to cast their votes.
Well,
now is the time to
arguing
for our own case at the moment rather than doing second-guessing what the deals might be afterwards.
I think the problem is, though, isn't it, that unfortunately the Labour Party does seem to have lost a huge amount of support in Scotland, and Scotland is often where you hope to get that significant boost. And that means that, you know, the polls are showing that the SNP is going to take, you know, possibly 40 seats in Scotland. So it's not the Tories dictating what the media ask you.
But the polls,
it's actually the loss of Labour support.
Polls are polls, aren't they? They're not votes in ballot boxes. And I think the public will really switch off from this election if it sees people just second-guessing how they're going to vote. And already trying to look like we're doing deals on May the 8th. I mean, that isn't our focus.
You're all second
talking today
the
about the
vote.
National Health Service and the threat, the risks to the National Health Service from a re-elected David Cameron and a Conservative government.